This is our plan. We'll come once in a while, as in the past, to pay a visit to this hen-house, and we'll take away 8 chickens. Of these, 7 are for us, and 1 for you, provided, of course, that you will make believe you are sleeping and will not bark for the farmer."
"Did Melampo really do that?" asked Pinocchio.
"Indeed he did, and because of that we were the best of friends. Sleep away peacefully, and remember that before we go we shall leave you a nice fat chicken all ready for your breakfast in the morning. Is that understood?"
"Even too well," answered
Pinocchio, and shaking his head in a threatening manner, he seemed to say, "We'll talk this over in a few minutes, my friends." As soon as the 4 weasels had talked things over, they went straight to the chicken coop which stood close to the doghouse. Digging busily with teeth and claws, they opened the little door and slipped in. But they were no sooner in than they heard the door close with a sharp bang. The one who had done the trick was Pinocchio, who, not satisfied with that, dragged a heavy stone in front of it. That done, he started to bark, and he barked as if he were a real watchdog.
"Bow, wow, 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 wow!"
The farmer heard the loud barks and jumped out of bed. Taking his gun, he leaped to the window and shouted,
"What's the matter?"
"The thieves are here," answered Pinocchio.
"Where are they?"
"In the chicken coop."
"I'll come down in a second,"